Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you a hand clap of praise this morning, oh God. Praise. We give you the hand clap of praise, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for being with us this morning on Bible Story Land, oh God. We thank you that this is a great day that you have made. We are rejoicing. We are glad in it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we thank you today, oh God. Oh, Father God, as we pray prayers to rout out, oh God, we thank you that you are going to rout out everything in our territory that's not like you.
Yes, God.
Let every plant that my Father has not planted be rooted out in the name of Jesus. Every plant in our cities, every plant in our states, every plant in our nation, let it be rooted out that you did not plant, oh God. Oh, Father God, we lay the axe to the root of every evil tree in our lives.
Yes, God.
Let every ungodly generational taproot be cut and pulled out of our bloodline in the name of Jesus. Let the roots of wickedness be as rottenness. We speak to every evil tree to be uprooted and cast into the sea. Let your holy fire burn up every ungodly root in the name of Jesus. Let the confidence of the enemy be rooted out in the name of Jesus. Let every root of bitterness be cut from our lives. Let the prophetic word be released to root out evil kingdoms. Let any evil person planted in our midst, in our church, in our family, in our neighborhood be rooted out in the name of Jesus. Let any sickness rooted in our bodies be plucked up in the name of Jesus. Let every all false ministries that have rooted themselves in our city be plucked up. The name of Jesus. Let every bramble and nettle be plucked up from our lives in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Let all thorns be burned out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in rejection come out in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in pride come out in the name of Jesus. Shed it out. Let all spirits rooted in rebellion come out in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in fear come out in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in lust and sexual sin come out in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in curses come out in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in witchcraft come out in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in any part of our body and organs come out in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are righteous, Father, that you are holy, God, and we come to praise and honor your name today. Well, this is a great morning to praise the Lord.
Yes.
This is the day that we have never seen before.
Hallelujah.
It is a terrific day to praise our King in the name of Jesus, to glorify him. We give him thanks for his mercy endureth forever, and his mercy is brand new. Today and every day God gives us to live, we will praise his name. Today I'm going to read into your hearing Psalm 61 and Psalm 64. So listen as we read the word of God. He honors his word above his name. Psalm 61 says, hear our cry, O God, attend unto our prayer. From the end of the earth will we cry unto thee when our heart is overwhelmed. Lead us to the rock that is higher than we are, for thou hast been a shelter for us and a strong tower from our enemy. We will abide in the tabernacle forever. We will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah, for thou, O God, has heard our vows. Thou hast given us the heritage of those that fear your name. The thou wilt prolong the king's life and the years of our generation as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will we praise thy name forever, that we may daily perform our vows. In the name of Jesus, hear our voice, O God, as Psalm 64 says. In our prayer, O God, preserve our life from the fear of the enemy. Hide us from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity. Who whip their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of lying snares. Privately, they say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities and accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought in every one of them and the heart is deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So shall. Listen to this. Hallelujah. So shall they make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that they see shall flee from away, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright shall glory in him, in Jesus' name. Well, this morning, we have a precious woman of God from Houston, Texas. She's going to lead us in a song this morning. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning to you.
How are you this morning?
I am doing great.
Amen. What you going to sing for us this morning? Play
so
for
let's
us.
Praise the Lord.
Huh?
Let's just praise the Lord.
Amen. Let's just praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's just praise the Lord. Hey, man, that was an awesome song, Sister Karen. And that's what we want to do this morning. Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just give him all the glory. Let's just give him all the honor. You know, praise is comely for the upright. So we're just going to praise our God this morning. And, you know, as we continually praise the Lord, we're going to pray a prayer from a pastor's book called Prayers That Bring Change, Territorial Warfare Prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we release a spermatic word into the spirit realm to affect the earth realm for the purposes of God. We die to ourselves and we cover our pastors, our churches, our people, ministries, and our families. We cover everybody in our cities by the blood of Jesus, particularly our children and our families. We bind Satan, Beelzebub, the spirit of Beelzebub, the prince of the north, the south, the east, and the west, the prince over our cities, the prince over our state, the prince over our country, all territorial spirits, all principalities, all Ezusa, power spirits, the rulers of the darkness of this world, wicked spirits in high places, and all spirits, not of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we bind the ruler spirit assigned against the individuals in our families, individuals in our territory, and we assigned against individuals in our families. We bind all spirits above and below the earth, all watcher spirits, all scanner spirits, eavesdrop spirits, human spirits that travel by astral projection. We bind all divination, witchcraft spirits, spirits of superstition, all Jezebel, all Python, all Gal, all Antichrist, all fault-finder spirits, the death spirit, the spirit of slander, scandal, defamation, accusation, and false accusation. We bind all litigation, discontentment, and warring spirits. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, that you are with us. In the name, we cut and sever all ties, bonds, cords, and soul ties with corporate or personal sin. And we repent, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We renounce all sin in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you accomplish in this earth. In the name of Jesus, we throw the plans of the enemy into continual confusion. And we declare and decree these things accomplished by the name of Christ Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you. Holy Spirit, woo your people and cause them to tap into where you are taking us in this season. We take authority over every territorial spirit throughout the United States, and we confess that our land is dedicated and still belongs to Jesus. We are free to pray. We are free to praise. We are free to worship as your spirit leads us. In the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just thank you today that you are a mighty King and that there's no God like you. No God like you, Father God. So, today, as we continue on Bible Storyland, we're glad that you joined us this morning. I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G. And this is the day for good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ is good news. Good news, you know, let us spread good news. We hear enough of evil news on the news on the TV. So let us go out and spread the good news of Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Savior. Jesus is King. Jesus is our Lord. Jesus is our Savior. He's the one who came to set us free. Let us spread good news throughout our land in the name of Jesus. So today is Joyful Praise Day. We are giving God all the praise, all the glory. And then after that, we're going to give him some more praise. So today, I thank God for this precious woman of God that we have in Jacksonville, Florida. Her name is Jackie Travis, and she is going to sing songs of praise to the Lord this morning. Good morning, Jackie. How are you? Jackie, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I just woke up in a way. I was thinking, I was like, Lord, I didn't know where I was in. I was dreaming.
Amen. I woke you up.
Okay, I'm ready. I was trying to get my stepdaughter home with me. But I couldn't get her right now, so no problem. I'm blessed.
Right.
I'm blessed. I'm glad to be amongst the living, I'm telling you.
Amen.
It's great. It's great.
What you going to sing this morning?
Walk and Talk with Jesus.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I know I need to do that every day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I want to walk and talk with Jesus each and every day. I want my life to be an example for him in every way. I want to treat my brothers and sisters the way that he wants me to, because he said, do unto others, help them do unto you. I want him to shower me with his blessing from up above, and then rock me and rock me and rock me in the cradle of his love. I want him to lead me and guide me in everything I say and do. In his service, I want him to choose me and use me. I do, don't you? What a wonderful, mighty crown, the Prince of Peace is he. All I want is day is just to close the walk with thee, because I love him, I love him, I love him. And I know he loves me. Do you love him? I love him. 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 I love him. I love him. And I know he loves me. I want to walk and talk with Jesus each and every day. I want my life to be an example for him in every way, to treat my brothers and sisters the way that he wants me to, because he said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I want him to shower me with his blessing from up above, and then rock me and rock me and rock me in the cradle of his love. I want to lead me and guide me in everything I say and do. In his service, I want him to choose me and use me. I do, don't you? What a wonderful, mighty counsel, Prince of Peace is he. All I want is just the close of walk with thee, because I love him, I love him, I love him. And I know he loved me. Oh, yes. Do you love him? I love him. 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 I love him, I love him. And I know he loved me. Amen.
Amen. Walk and talk with Jesus. Ain't nothing like it. So we can walk and talk with each other, but it's nothing like walking and talking with Jesus. The song says, just a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. You know, walk. We got to walk with Jesus. You know, we can walk with each other, but we are limited. When we walk with Jesus, we walking with the unlimited Jesus. Ain't nothing that he can't do. He can do everything on our behalf. You know, we say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He hears our prayers. Guess what? He said, even before we called his name, he already heard. So as we continue this morning, it is Joyful Praise Day, and we are continually praising the Lord this morning. You know, praise is comely for the upright, and we will continually praise our God. We'll continually give him honor, you know, because it belongs to him. We don't want to take praise from him. We don't want to take glory from him. We want to continually praise our God.
Yes, Lord.
Continually honor him. You know, the Lord says in his word, sing praises to the Lord, which dwell in Zion, declaring among the people his doing. You know, even with instruments, we can praise our God.
Amen.
Psalm 32:2 says, praise the Lord with the harp. Sing unto him the psaltery and the instrument of 10 strings. You know, praise can go all over the world. In every nation, there's praise going on to our God. Psalm 67:3 says, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Isaiah 42:12 says, let them give glory to the Lord and declare praise in the islands. Let them praise him everywhere. And you know, we got to continually praise him. We can't stop. Praise continually. Praise continually. Hebrews 13:15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And you know, it is a sacrifice, because sometimes we don't want to lay aside what we got planned for the day. You know, we want our agenda to go forth. But it's a sacrifice when we say, Lord, I'm going to shut the TV down today, and I'm just going to lift holy hands, and I'm just going to praise you. I'm going to, you know, not do what I have planned today. I'm just going to praise you. You know, I had planned to go shopping today, Lord, but I'm going to lay my plans aside, and I'm just going to praise you. You know, I was going to go to California today, Lord God, but I'm going to lay my plans down, and I'm going to praise you. I was going to get together with my best friend. We were going to play tennis today, Lord God. But, Lord, I'm going to lay my plans aside, and I'm going to praise you. It's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. But you know what? God, he wants us to sacrifice. You know, after all, he sacrificed his only son for us, Jesus. He sacrificed Jesus. So, you know what? We got to continually praise our God, continually honor him, continually magnify him in every way. Praise is comely for the upright. Now, you know, I used to think that meant, you know, God is an awesome God, because sometimes when you study his word, you may not understand it. I used to think the upright meant people that were standing up tall. And then as I further studied, I realized upright mean righteous people, holy people, those people who dedicate themselves to God. So ain't nothing like studying the word of God. The word of God will enlighten you. It will teach you all about the Father and his ways. It will teach you things that you didn't know. It will instruct you in ways of righteousness. So we got to keep on studying, keep on praising, keep on honoring, and guess what? We got to be obedient. You know, when we were growing up as children, our parents, we had to obey them. You know, maybe we didn't want to do it, but we had to obey them. And I don't know about your parents, but mine used the board of correction on me. And that helped me stay in line. And even when I got older and they didn't have to use the board of correction, they could look at you a certain way, and you straightened up. Well, you know what? God is watching us all the time. He knows. He said, look, I made your eyes. I made all the eyes in the world. I see everything. I made all the ears, and I hear everything. I even know the intent of your heart. I know your very thoughts. I know what you're going to do before you're going to do it. I gave you free will, but I'm praying, you know, that you choose me. So the Lord wants us to choose him today to serve him. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous. For praise is comely for the upright. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. We got to rejoice in our God. We got to continually rejoice in him. Praise, praise, praise the Lord as we never have before. Tell others of his goodness. Tell others about his mercy. Tell others what he's done for you. Praise, praise him. Praise him in the sanctuary. Praise him in your home. You know, sometimes I remember as a child growing up, used to put the radio on, mostly on Sundays now. You know, we had religious people in my family, so we just put it on mostly on Sundays, and that religious songs would come on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. You know that one, what a friend we have in Jesus. All those old songs used to come on, and we would just be praising the Lord and thanking him. You know, because he saw us through Monday. He saw us through Tuesday. He saw us through Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And Sunday, we were giving him praise for just keeping us in a sound mind all week. You know, so much happened in a week. Our minds can get bombarded with the cares of this world. And so we have to let those go. And sometimes we got to play music. You know, musical instruments such as the harp. You know, it says, sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and his works are done in truth. You know, sometimes we just got to, you know, just start clapping our hands and patting our feet. And even if you listen to songs and they got instruments going in them, And that's what God wants. He said, use instruments such as the harp and sing. Use the psaltery. That's an instrument of 10 strings. Have you heard the sound of the harp, the sound of the viola, the sound of the violin? String instruments, they sound so wonderful. They sound so wonderful. So, you know, I thank God this morning. God created everything, everything. He knew the beautiful sound of music. He created music. We didn't just get music here. He created the music. He created people to create the instruments. So, you know, we all have to give him thanks. We all give him praise. We all honor the Most High God. So I thank God today for everything that he's doing for us. Let us continually praise God. Let us continually give him thanks. Let everyone give him thanks. Let everyone thank the Lord. You know, we have so much to be grateful for. He gives us, you know, life. He gives us provisions. He gives us constant care. He gives us his abiding love. And you can name them over and over and over. And even now, you know, as I'm speaking on the radio in Jacksonville, I hear the sound of a siren going, you know, as if there's maybe some emergency out there. So we just lift up that situation right now, wherever the ambulance or the fire department is going. And we say, in the name of Jesus, to send holy angels, Father God, around them. And we thank you, O God, for getting them there safely. And when they get there, O God, in the name of Jesus, be with them as they take care of the situation that's going on. And so, you know, we got to continually praise God and thank him, because that ambulance could be coming to your house, or it could be coming to someone's house that you know. Excuse me. So we thank God, you know, because when we drive down the street every day, I'm telling you, you can see wrecks. But thank God it's not in your vehicle. Thank God it's nobody that you know.
Yeah.
So let us give God all the glory. Announce his praise everywhere you go. Tell people about his goodness. You know, he's the one that brought you through every situation. He's the one who created you. He's the one who makes sure you get up every morning. Well, our next guest is from New Orleans, Louisiana. She's a mighty precious woman of God, and she is a woman who knows the Word of God, and she has many children, physical as well as spiritual, and I tell you what, they rise up and they call her blessed. Her name is Gloria Dean Shiloh. Good morning, Sister Gloria Dean.
Good morning.
How are
Good
you?
Good morning to everyone out there. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Good. What are you going to sing this morning?
Oh, I'm going to sing, Leave Your Burdens to the Lord.
Amen. That's a great one.
And leave it there. Leave it there. Okay.
Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.
Give me a chance to get to the piano.
All right. Take your time. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. You know, we be trying to carry those heavy burdens, the burdens of family, the burdens of this and, you know, the job burdens, the children burdens, the wife burdens, the husband burdens, the, you know, family member burden. But we can't carry all this too much. God said his yoke is easy. His burden is light. We ready when you get ready, Sister Gloria Dean. We just.
Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, we can.
To her and you have to
Thank you, God. Thank you, Father.
Amen, amen.
God,
hallelujah.
God,
take your burdens
God.
To the Lord and leave them there. You know, a lot of times we take our burdens to God, but then we drag them back with us. We got them like a chain on our leg. We pulling it and pulling it and pulling the burdens, and we say we leave them with God. But, you know, we got to truly learn how to leave them with the Lord. So we're asking Father God to teach us how to leave our burdens to him. How every time they come back up again, we say, oh, no, I left that with my father. He going to take care of my finances. He going to take care of my illnesses. He going to take care of my needs. He's going to take care of my desires of my heart. He's going to take care of every situation I'm facing on the job. He's going to take care of every legal battle. He's going to take care of my children. He's going to take care of my grandchildren. So we're going to take every burden and leave them with the Lord. Thank you, Sister Gloria Dean. Awesome. Awesome. You know, we are God's chosen people. He has a plan for us. We are royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We are people who belong to God. And thank God we belong to him. He chose us. He chose us, you know, to tell about his excellent qualities. He chose us to give him glory. He called us out of a dark way into his marvelous light. He don't want us in darkness no more. You know, the dark ways are evil, evil deeds. You know, you say, well, she did this to me. I'm going to do this back to her. Oh, no. We got to do righteous acts towards people. You know, the word of God says, pray for those who despitefully use us and say all manner of evil against us. We have to pray for them. Pray for their salvation. Pray for them. You know, we will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouth. When his praise is in our mouth, evil things can't come out. When we praise in God, we can't speak evil against other people. We can't conjure up evil things in our mouths. You know, we don't want to have a divided, you know, mind where, you know, you can't serve two masters. Either you will love the one and hate the other. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. So I pray that that's your testimony today. Well, Sister Jackie, did you get your cousin on?
Yes, I think she's on. Donna, are you on?
Wait, hold on.
She's on 217, Eric.
Okay, hold on. I got
it. I'm here.
All right, she's on now. Good morning, woman of God.
Well, good morning, Minister Gatlin. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am doing fine. I am enjoying the word that's coming from you this morning.
Amen.
Yes,
are you
ma'am.
In Kentucky?
I am in Paducah, Kentucky. I sure am.
All right.
Paducah, Kentucky. And today we are funeralizing one of my good friends. Her name is Kate Evelyn Center. She was one of the altos in a gospel group that I play the piano for. The gospel group is called the Golden Echoes. So I tell you what, we are looking forward to a wonderful home going this afternoon. But that's
Amen.
What this community is preparing for.
Amen. Well, I'm so sorry
yes.
about your friend, but I'm thanking God that she is a soldier going home to be
that's
with
right.
him.
That's right. That's right. She was saved,
yes.
and that makes all the difference.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Well, what are you and Jackie going to sing for us?
Well, if you don't mind, I have a solo that I'd like to share with your listeners this morning.
Amen.
Is that
let
okay?
God have his way.
All right. This is If I Can Help Somebody As I Pass Along, Then My Living Shall Not Be in Vain.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
All right.
Amen.
Okay. Here goes. If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or a song, if I can show somebody shall not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian ought, if I can bring back a little beauty to a world abroad, if I can spread love's message that the Master taught, then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. If I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living shall not be in vain. That's my testimony.
That's hallelujah. My testimony. Woo, what a powerful song. Tell me your full name again.
I am Minister Donna G. Newsom Hawkins. I'm an associate minister at the Mount Moriah Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky, where Reverend Dr. Calvin R. Cole Sr. is our pastor.
Amen. Woo, they blessed
yes,
to have
ma'am.
You there. They are blessed to
oh,
have
you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I thank God that you came on with us to praise the Lord. Today is Joyful Praise Day, and that was an awesome testimonial song. If I can help somebody, you know we can't go to heaven by ourselves. We
that's
got
right,
to be able
right.
to help somebody.
Somebody.
We got
somebody.
To be able to tell somebody about good, the goodness of God, because you know what?
That's right.
It's
what?
Good to us. He's good to us. He's
yes,
a mighty
he is,
God.
Now.
And then when
yes,
we tell
is.
Somebody about him, our living
yes.
won't be in vain.
That's
I don't
right,
know about you,
right.
but I don't want to live here and go before the Father in judgment. And he said, what's your name? I don't think he has your name written in the letter. No, no, no. I want to stand before the Father and hear
yes.
him say, well
done,
a good
yes,
and faithful
servant. Yes.
So
yes.
I thank
yes,
God
yes.
for you, Sister Jackie. You singing again or you letting her sing for you?
I'm going to let my cousin do the singing for me.
Amen, amen. Well, I tell you what, Minister Hawkins, your
yes,
cousin
ma'am.
Donna has been such a blessing to us here in Jacksonville on Bible Storyland. We just are so grateful that she is a faithful woman of God to Bible Storyland.
Yes.
We love Sister Jackie. We love her family. And we are grateful
yes.
that you joined us. And you join us at any time, every Saturday or even on Thursdays.
Thank you. Thank you. I am going to call again. I'm the organist at my church, and so I have several gospel groups. As a matter of fact, I'm the pianist for the Interdenominational Union Choir here in Paducah, and tomorrow we're going to be 53 years old. And
woo!
I was telling you that my
hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. And I was telling you that my friend Kate, whose funeral is going to be today, well, we're a part of the Golden Echoes, and we're 41 years old. Okay, and then I'm the musician at my church, and we have several choirs at my church. So we're going to get up early on a Saturday morning and call you and just sing for you, okay?
Amen. We look forward to it. Let God have his way.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, ma'am. God
Amen.
Bless you
well,
now.
We're going to continually bless the Lord at all times. Jackie, what
yes,
are you saying?
Ma'am.
No, I was going to say thank you, Lord.
His
yes.
praise
oh, yes.
shall continually be in our mouth.
Be in our mouth.
And continually
yes,
glorify
yes,
God. Thy God, thy, you know, our Lord is great. He
yes,
is greatness.
He is.
He's the power. He's the glory, the victory,
yes,
and the majesty for all that is in heaven and in earth and thine. You know, his is the kingdom. He is exalted. And guess what? He's head above everybody, everything.
Oh, yes, he is.
He
yes,
made
he
it
is.
All.
Yes,
woo,
ma'am.
He's an awesome
yes, ma'am.
King.
Yes,
so,
yes,
you
yes,
know what?
Yes.
We got to continually praise our God. He's the God
that's
of
right.
Israel. He's our God forever and ever. Greatness,
yes.
Power, splendor, glory, and majesty, it belongs to our God. He's everything,
yes,
in heaven and in earth.
Yes.
Kingdom,
yes,
is his. The Lord, you know, he is Lord God of everything.
Yes.
So we,
yes,
just thank God that we could call on his name as we continually,
yes,
praise him. Well, Karen Itell from Houston, Texas, she has another song for us.
All right, all right. God bless you now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless you.
Yes.
Karen, what you going to sing?
All right, let's just let's praise him, praise him, praise him is the other one. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
All right.
Was awesome, Karen. I thank God for you. Praise him, praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. We are thanking God because he is truly our Redeemer. He is truly our Lord. And so we just come to thank him this morning for his goodness, for his mercy enduring forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are praising the name of our God this morning in the name of Jesus. We are so grateful, you know, that the Most High join us on a daily basis. So next, we have Sister Glory Dean. What you going to do for us, Sister Glory Dean? Hello?
I'll do one real old song. Some people might know it. King Jesus will roll all burdens away.
All right.
Okay, let me, you know how it is, me getting to the piano now. Hold on.
All right. I know you're getting there.
You can hear me, huh?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you. Thank you. those dark thoughts, we think, oh, yeah, you know, they're unspeakable dark things. You know, you don't speak them to nobody, but they come. But when those dark things come to our mind, those evil things, we got to say, I cast you down in the name of Jesus, because that ain't nobody but Satan. There ain't nobody but the devil speaking in your ear. When you belong to God, the devil going to speak to you. The devil came and spoke to Jesus. But, you know, the word says, you know, sometimes we're spiritually blind. If, you know, if the eye be evil, the whole body is evil. It's full of darkness. If, therefore, the light that is in thee be dark, how great is the darkness in us? No man can serve two masters. Either you're going to hate the one and love the other, or, you know, you can't love two at the same time. You cannot serve God and the devil, mammon, the Bible says. In order to give God praise, you must be in the light. He is the light. There is no darkness in him. We cannot serve God and the devil. We cannot even work on two jobs. I mean, we can work on two jobs. We can take care of a household and a job, but spiritually speaking, we can't serve God and the devil at the same time. We will love God and hate the devil, or we will love the devil and hate God. So choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Wise choices are very important. Choices can determine your destiny. If you're on the highway headed south and you read the directions, but you accidentally get off the path where you wanted to go, you could be headed north, east, or west, but instead of south, you got on the wrong path. And, you know, when you choose that path, it could take you several hours to get to your destination. One wrong choice in God can set you back for several years. So wisdom calls you to be wise, to choose wisely. Well, I thank God for each of you this morning. And you know, salvation, I'm praying for salvation to go throughout our land. It's so much evil in our land, so much evil now, but I'm praying for salvation to come forth in our land. And I thank God, you know, for salvation coming forth in a great way. I'm praying for God to bring salvation in our land, in our neighborhoods, in our cities, because it looks like the devil is running rampant. But I'm praying that God's mercy and his grace will come in our land in a great way and run the devil out. Just root him out of our cities, because he's taking our young people. He's killing people left and right. He's going in people's minds. And, you know, so many people, their minds seem like they're going. They're losing their minds. They're killing people for no reason. You know, Solomon even told his son, he said, listen, don't kill and take people innocently. You know, don't kill for the fun of it. Some of our young people are killing for the fun of it. They're taking God's people and killing them. But don't you know that the price they're going to have to pay? Oh, my God. You know, we got to constantly pray. Constantly pray. But salvation for our nation. Romans 10:9 says that we confess with our mouth that Jesus, the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made. So I'm just saying to you, if you are not saved, press 1. Anybody today on Bible Storyland who is not saved, press 1. And we will walk you through the plan of salvation. Well, it looks like everybody on here with us is saved. Now, you know, sometimes we have gone back off from God. We backed off from him. We ain't even realizing. Maybe we got hurt about something. Maybe we were angry about something, disappointed about a situation, and we blame God for it. Oh, yeah, we do it. I've done it before. God himself let me know that I was angry with him. And then, you know what? I had to say, my God, why am I angry with you? You're my creator. You know, sometimes we get angry with our parents and we don't ever forgive them. But we have to forgive and forget. You know, because we forgive and forget, God is going to forgive us and forget what we did towards him. And I tell you what, nobody did anything worse than what we've done to God. And if he can forgive me for what I've done to him, I know I can forgive other people. Now, you know, even forgiving other people, I have to ask God, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord, to forgive my sister, my brother. Lord, help me to forgive this one that said that or did this to me. And no, most of the time, we misunderstand each other. We misunderstand each other. So you know what? We are not perfect. We have to continuously say, God, forgive us, O Lord. Forgive us, Father, because we sin against each other. And then sometimes we don't even say, we're too stubborn to say, you know, I'm sorry. We're too stubborn to say, would you forgive me? You know, and even sometimes when someone step on our toes, we say, oh, you know, I'm sorry, I apologize. Oh, no, you didn't do nothing to me. We deny it. Let's let people know, you know, when they step on our toes, when they look at us cross-eyed, and maybe they didn't even mean it. So misunderstandings come. You know, they will come, but we have to learn to forgive and forget. So, if you know, any backsliders on here, press 1. Anybody who slipped off the path, maybe God is, you know, dealing with you about something that you've, you know, slipped off away from him. You're not giving him enough praise. You know, just recently God let me know I wasn't praising him enough. I had to repent and say, Lord, forgive me. I wasn't spending enough time in the secret place. I'm doing this and doing that and, you know, got my own little agenda. But I had to stop and say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord, when I don't spend enough time, you know, in your path, in your holy path. And, you know, God is the one who, he's the one who created me. So, you know, I have to obey my God. If I don't obey him down here, trust me, he ain't going to take me up there with him. Why should he? You know, you tell your children sometimes, no, you can't go with me. You're too disobedient. I take you with me. I tell you to sit here, and before I know it, you're gone. So, you know, that God is our Father, and we got to obey him. All right, looks as if nobody pressed 1. So, look like we're all in good standing with the Father. Effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So if you need prayer this time, you can press 1. Let me see. Somebody did press 1 here. Hold on 1 second. Let me see who this is. Hold on. Good morning, caller. You're 857. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord, Sister Clarissa. God bless you.
Who's this?
This is Andrew Cheryl. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm all right. Just had a birthday.
How's your daughter?
She's all right.
Good. I've been getting your emails about your radio show. Thank you for continually doing that.
Amen.
Do you have a prayer request this morning?
Well, I'm praying that the Lord would move in the area of my housing. I've been looking, and I'm believing God something's going to come through. I know I got a very good word week before last from the minister, and I'm just trusting God. I don't know what all he's going to do in my ministry, but he gave me a word on that, too, in my spirit. But I'm just thanking him for the numbers, the way they are, and the little prophetess. But I'm praying this morning for my children. My grown daughter had moved home from college, and I'm asking God to save her. And for my son, I thank God for Brianna being back up here to visit for the summer, because her dad has her. But I'm just asking God to move on those children. And as I said, in the area of my housing, that I would get something speedily need to move on.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Cheryl. Is it hot in Boston today?
Not really. It's pretty cool today. I don't know what the temperature is going to get up to, but it's pretty cool today.
Oh, wow. Send us some cool breeze to Florida. We need some.
Amen.
Well, I appreciate you, woman of God. Thank you so much for being on with us from Boston, Massachusetts. Hallelujah. God got his people all over the world. Anybody else need prayer, press 1. All right, hold on, Brother David.
Yeah.
Good morning, Brother David.
Hey, good morning, Sister G. God bless you. How you doing?
God bless you. You and your wife are such a blessing to me. I thank God for the seed you sowing into our ministry. We appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just praying for patience.
You sure?
Yeah, to wait on God. When I ask God for something, to be able to wait and not trying to fix it myself or try to do something myself and let God handle it.
Well, Brother David, I'm going to tell you, I never pray for patience anymore, because you know when you pray for patience, you're going to have trial after trial after trial. So you want to reword that, or you really want patience?
I'm going for patience.
Okay. All right. So when the trials come, you know you're going to be stronger now.
Yeah, they're coming anyway, so I might as well act well.
Okay, but special trials come when you pray for patience, but we're going to pray for patience for you. Pray patience to wait on God. Sister Cheryl can tell you, I can tell you. Sister Gloria Dee can tell you. When you know about those trials, oh, my God, when you pray for patience, I don't pray for no more. I just thank God for the patience he gave me to wait. He sure
knows.
So wait. Brother David, we are so grateful that you and Sister Donna come on with us weekly. Is Sister Donna on here? I think she's on here somewhere. I think I saw her number on here a little while ago. But I thank God for you all. You all are such a blessing to me.
She's on here.
Huh?
She's on. She's in the room listening.
All right. Patel, I said hello, and thank God for you all. Your son back from New York yet?
No, we got to go up. We got to go up, but he'll be back next week, right?
All right. So next week is Children's Day. I hope you and your son are coming on and doing Bible Storyland rap.
Yes,
ma'am. It might be in
all right. Life. Amen. Anybody else need prayer? Moving right along. We don't want to keep you too much over the time. But I thank God for each of you. Anybody else? All right. Well, I'm going to lift up the particular ones that asked for prayer and everyone else. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come before your presence today, giving you glory, honor, and praise and thanksgiving, O God. And, Father, we ask you to forgive us when we sin against you, O God. Sometimes, Father God, we've sinned against you, not even realizing it. We are spiritually blind at times, oh God. So, Father God, thank you for opening our spiritual eyes that we might see in the name of Jesus, that we might see you more clearly, that we may understand your ways more clearly, oh God. We know that your ways are past finding out. But, Lord, we just thank you, oh God, for the ways that you show us, oh God. Oh, how you show up and you show out mightily, oh God. We are grateful that we serve a God like you. Nobody can compare to how great you are. Nobody can compare to how awesome you are. Oh, we magnify the name of the Lord today, and we give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor belong to you. And, Father, I lift up your daughter, Sister Cheryl. You know even how many hairs she has upon her head. You even know her precious voice, oh God. And, Father, your voice is even precious to her. Job said in his word, Father, we desire the words of your mouth more than our necessary food. And so, Father, you are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. And I thank you for providing housing in a safe territory, a safe area for your daughter, Sister Cheryl, oh God. Father, you know how a mother is about her children, oh God, because you are, Makurity, a loving father for us. So, Father God, I ask you to bless her children in a great way, oh God. Bring her children up, oh God, closer to you, oh God, in this hour. Even the ones that are away, bring them closer to you. Bring them closer to their mother, oh God. Rectify every situation in their family, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for forgiveness going throughout the family. I thank you for love going throughout their family, oh God. And, Father, you are not a man that you should lie. Whatever you say will come forth, O God. And, Father, you said whatever we ask in your name, believing you will grant it. So I believe that housing is her portion, O God. I believe that you will increase the monetary supply for her, O God. Give her stability, O God. Give her the standing power to stand in the midst of every storm, O God. And we thank you for what you're doing for Sister Cheryl and for her family, O God. We ask you to bless her elderly relatives, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for walking with her, talking with her, being a lamp and a light to Sister Cheryl's pathway. And, Father God, we lift up your servant, Brother David Emmanuel, O God. And, Father, you named him. You placed him carefully in his mother's belly, O God. And, Father, I thank you that you have not forgotten what you promised him, O God. I thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, as he wait upon you patiently, O God. Let him not grow weary in well-doing, O God. Let him rise up. Let him rise up, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that he will rise up as never before, O God. He will take a hold of your hand, O God, and he will not let go. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for your spirit being upon Brother David, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that he is fully armored, that Brother David has on the helmet of salvation. He has on the breastplate of righteousness. I thank you that his loins are girded about with truth. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that his feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that he has the sword of the Spirit in his hand, and you are his rear guard. So, Father God, as he wait patiently, O God, upon you, I thank you that you will renew his strength. And I thank you, Father God, that he will run and not grow weary. He will walk and not faint. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. You said trials come to make us stronger. So strengthen him through every trial, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for holy angels of protection around him, around Sister Cheryl, around everyone on Bible Storyland and the people that they represent, O God, their families, their extended families, O God. Father, we bless you this morning for families, for fathers, for mothers, for children. Thank you for fathers getting in their rightful place in the family. Thank you for mothers getting in their rightful places in the family. And, Father, today we thank you for the children being in a safe place in you. Protect our children, O God, from the hand or the wrath of the enemy, O God. We thank you that our children are covered by the blood of Jesus. We thank you for families being covered by the blood of Jesus. Father, we repent because we sin against you, the Most High God. Forgive us, O God. We repent because we sin against each other, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that your will be done. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because your rod and your staff is comforting us. In the name of Jesus, even in the day of battle, O God, I thank you that the victory is ours, O God. I thank you for every man, every woman, every child on Bible Storyland. Even those on Boys to Men, O God, have your way. We surrender all to you today, O God. You are a mighty God and a great King. There is nobody that compares to your greatness, O God. You are the mighty God. You are the one, O Kodedekeshedia, who save your people from the wrath of the enemy, O God. You shield us, O God. You keep us under the shadow of your almighty wings. And we will say of you, Lord, you are our fortress. You are our God. We trust in you, O God. Oh, Father God, we have been standing in the need of several things, O God. And I thank you that they shall come. We wait on you, O God. We trust in you. We believe in you, Father God, because you have taken care of us in such a great way thus far. And I thank you that you will continually take care of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that victory belongs to you, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that you are that great cornerstone, O God, that we need to uphold us, O God, so our walls will not crumble, O God. I thank you that you are Abba Father, a mighty Father you are. I thank you that you are Alpha and Omega, our beginning and our end. You are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. You are Jehovah Roha. You see everything. You are Jehovah El Shaddai. You are the mighty God. And we just bless your name today. We thank you for joyful praise coming forth, joyful praise on a daily basis. And we honor you today. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you thanksgiving today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we got time for one brief testimony. One brief testimony. A testimony for about 1 minute or less. Anybody want to share?
Well, I just praise the Lord, Minister Carissa, for allowing me to see another birthday this past July 15th. And I'm thanking God for that. And I'm just thanking him for what he's doing in my life with other ministry. I thank God the numbers are getting higher and higher, and it's not about the numbers, but that at least allows me to know that God is moving through all the persecution that I've suffered and I'm suffering. And I know the Spirit gave me the word this morning, and I thank God for it. He had been young and now old. Now had he never seen the righteous forsaken for his seed begging bread. So I thank God for that. I know that the prayers that have gone up, that God is going to deliver, and he's going to answer this prayer.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Cheryl. We appreciate that. Well, listen, we have something in common. My birthday's coming up Monday. The Lord say the same. I will be 65, and I'm still praising
Amen.
The Lord strong as I can. Hallelujah. He has blessed me so mightily. He has blessed me to get to know you all, even some of you I've never met, but he has blessed us to relate, you know, in him. So I thank God. Happy birthday, Sister Cheryl.
And happy birthday to you too, Minister Krista.
Amen, amen. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. You know, I appreciate each of you. I thank God for you. I'll be praying for you all sometimes when you don't even know it. And I pray that you are praying for me. So don't forget, join us on Thursdays. The number is 1-619-789-4313. Boys to men, girls to ladies. We're having a great time praising the Lord. We look forward to speaking to you next Saturday. It's Children's Day. And so, you know, I thank God. We have somebody who wants to say a little prayer for us right here.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Your love be with me through the night. And wake me with the morning light. Amen.
All right. That little bear is going to be joining us next Saturday for Children's Day. So join us for the fun and excitement as the children come on and sing praises to our God. You know, children are so free. They don't have no hang-up about, oh, you know, I'm too shy. Oh, you know, I don't know. They ready. You call upon them, they are ready. I know Sunday at church, we had such an awesome time praising the Lord. We had Shiganoff praise, the high praises of God. You should have seen the children jumping up and down as the Holy Spirit was leading them. I mean, 3-year-old, 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 12-year-old. I mean, they were praising God. Ooh, they were so free. Even the elders, the young people, the adults, the fathers, the mothers, everybody in the house was praising God. So I pray that you will do the same thing in your house, that you will praise God in the bathroom. You will praise him in the kitchen. You will praise him in the bedroom. You will praise him in the living room. You will praise him outside, everywhere you go. So I want to say, you know, study the word. It's our guide. It's the map to heaven. You know, sometimes you can't get nowhere unless you know the direction to go. So Jesus is the road map to heaven. Study his word. Get ready, get ready. Our shepherd, the Almighty God who sent the word, he is so great in our lives. So read it, follow the instructions, and it will be our guide to our eternal home, our destiny. Well, until next week, pray, study God's word, obey, obey, obey. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And we're going to go out praising the Lord today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm right in the closet.
Mm-hmm.